It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. For all of its business in Iraq, Blackwater USA is not the biggest private security contractor there. The firm is under scrutiny after its guards killed civilians. And that may inspire greater scrutiny of a company that does have the biggest contract. Aegis Defense Services is a British company. It's to be paid $475 million over 2 years. And that's raising concern in Congress because of the reputation of its CEO. Here's NPR's national security correspondent, Jackie Northam.
To be sure, Lieutenant Colonel Tim Spicer is not a household name here in the U.S., but in Britain and in the private security contracting world, Spicer has a larger-than-life reputation for his involvement in several controversial incidents. In the mid-1990s, Spicer helped launch a company called Sandline, which provided armed military services to sovereign nations. Peter W. Singer, the author of the book Corporate Warriors, says the company became embroiled in two scandals under Spicer's watch.
One was called the Sandline Affair after the company. It was basically when the company was hired to help put down a rebellion in Papua New Guinea, and the local army certainly wasn't happy to find out that a company had been brought in, paid more than their overall budget, and so they basically launched a coup.
The government in Papua New Guinea was overthrown. Sarah Percy teaches international relations at Oxford and has written a book on the history of private security companies. Percy says in the late 1990s, Spicer and Sandline were also at the center of what became known as the Arms to Africa scandal.
Sandline was hired to assist the legally elected president of Sierra Leone, who had been deposed in a coup and was living in exile. And one of their first tasks was to bring in weapons. And it later transpired that that bringing in of weapons may have violated a UN arms embargo.
Spicer says Sandline did nothing wrong in either country because the company was working at the request of democratically elected governments. After the incident in Sierra Leone, Spicer distanced himself from Sandline and kept a low profile until 2004, when his new company, Aegis Defense Services, was awarded its first contract with the U.S. government, a $293 million three-year deal. Oxford's Sarah Percy says Spicer is charming and impressive, with a cut-glass accent and the bearing of a British military officer. Still,
even if you believe Tim Spicer's version of events, that he didn't do anything wrong, you do have to wonder why the U.S. would award such a large contract to someone who's been involved in not one but two international scandals.
That's what members of Congress want to know. In 2004, several senators, focusing on Spicer's background, demanded the Pentagon do an investigation into the contract. But the Brookings Institution Singer says Spicer didn't raise any red flags with the military's contracting office.
They had done no background checks on the company or Spicer. They actually referred to him as, oh, that British guy, why are you calling about him? And if they'd Googled his name, some stuff would have popped up. A lot of stuff would have popped up.
The Government Accountability Office subsequently investigated Aegis and faulted the company for not performing adequate background checks on its employees. Ohio Democrat Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur says there are other concerns and has asked for another investigation.
In November 2005, there was an internet video that surfaced that showed an Aegis contractor firing wildly at civilian cars on an Iraqi highway to the tune of Mystery Train by Elvis Presley. It was incumbent, I thought, that we look at who this company was, who they were hiring, what kind of impact they were having in Iraq. Were they the face of America or not?
The Aegis contract was just renewed by the Army Corps of Engineers for another 2 years. In a written statement, the Army says the $475 million contract was given to the company whose proposal represents the best value to the U.S. government. Aegis will oversee coordination of all other contractors in Iraq and will provide intelligence services and security for the Army Corps of Engineers. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.